Monty James here for America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. We're at Trade Talk in Kansas City, Missouri, and I have Greg Haynes with me. He is the CEO and forever champion of the Cattlemen's Beef Board in association with the Beef Checkoff. And Greg, it's our tradition to meet here in front of the carved baron of beef provided, and it is good, horseradish sauce and all the good fixings with it. Just a tradition. It's about year number four for you and I.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, this is our tradition to be here. We roll this out in the morning. I mean, where else can you get a huge slab of beef with a roll and horseradish and everything at 10 a.m. and just perfect.
And all the farm broadcasters are on a budget, of course, and they are lined up ready. It's almost like prime rib, but it's with homemade bakery buns and horseradish sauce, and everybody talks about it. Great promotion for you folks and cattle producers in general.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, like I said, everybody's lined up. Everybody's like, hey, what time's the beef? When's the beef starting? And so it is. It's something I think that everybody looks forward to every year, and having beef be that protein here is awesome. You know, the more we can promote it, the more the media, everyone can taste it and try it, they know it's good. So
here's the segue. That's a good return on investment, Greg.
Oh, yes, it is. Like, we buy this and we have a great return here. But yeah, talking about return on investment, exactly. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we do our return on investment, you know, every 5 years. We work with Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University. He's really kind of the expert on doing this. So he's able to factor out the different influences on what, you know, builds demand for our products. So he can look at, you know, what's the price of beef, what's the price of competitive proteins, how's the economy, you know, the GDP, exchange rates, all these different things. So he can pull those influences out and see what the checkoff has done. And the results have been really amazing. I mean, for every dollar that we invest,
great,
we get a $13.41 impact back to the industry.
What was that number again?
$13.41.
That's impressive.
Yeah. The challenge, though, is sometimes producers are like, well, I put a dollar in, where's my $13.41?
Exactly.
It doesn't quite work like that, but that's the impact to the industry. But some of the other more tangible numbers we have, though, is that with the increased demand that the checkoff has done, steer prices have been about 8% higher per year.
Great.
So that's just from the checkoff. So if you're selling steers, 8% of that price that you're getting, it's higher because of what we're doing. And we've moved about almost 3 billion pounds more of beef domestically and international because of the checkoff. We've also added about 50,000 jobs a year because of the impact of the checkoff. The impact to the GDP is about $10 billion. So it's not just that $13.41, but the impact that the checkoff has on the industry and on the economy as a whole is pretty significant.
This breaking beef news brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Beef Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.